Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink here on InfoWars.com. This is Mike Adams. This is called Counterthink. It airs every Sunday at 6 p.m. on InfoWars.com or your local radio or TV station. I'm your host, and for the next hour today, I'm going to be bringing you just an extraordinary inside story of what I call journo terrorism, which is the terrorist-style tactics of the New York Times and other mainstream media outlets that are now threatening people like me to turn on Alex Jones and to try to expose or fabricate some dirt on Alex Jones so that they can have a bombshell story and continue their censorship oppression regime that has, in the last week, seen InfoWars now blocked off of over 20 mainstream services, including key business infrastructure services. We're going to talk about all that here today, some new shocking details that you've never heard before, things that have happened to me personally over the past week that would absolutely blow your mind. So the show again is called Counterthink. Now, we have a new video platform that competes with YouTube. It's called Reel.video, and this Counterthink show also is posted there a few days later. So you can go to Reel.video, just search for Counterthink, and you'll see all the episodes there. You can also find them on InfoWars.com and probably some other websites as well. Maybe BitChute, I'm not sure. But word is spreading, even though the censorship effort has now gone into a full escalation of extreme oppression. They are trying to silence not only Alex Jones, but everyone who is close to him. And it's the same kind of tactic that they've used against President Donald J. Trump. Anybody close to Donald Trump has been threatened and told that if you don't turn on Trump and if you don't come up with some dirt to condemn Trump, that we will do, we being the media at that point, will do a hit piece on you. You will be dragged through the mud. You will be smeared. These are mafia-style tactics, and this is coming from a media that has the gall to attack Alex Jones, and CNN even calling InfoWars a terrorist organization, even as it's CNN and other mainstream media outlets that themselves are engaged in journo-terrorism. I've never seen these kind of tactics before. I've never been subjected to this. This is the most outrageous abuse, the most outrageous lying on behalf of the media. They are putting out such false, fabricated stories with no other purpose than to smear Alex Jones, smear InfoWars, and destroy him, utterly exterminate him off the air and destroy his entire business operations. And you know why? You know why they're so desperate right now? Because something so big is coming that they cannot allow any dissenting point of view to be heard in the debate or the analysis of what happened. Something huge is coming. I'm absolutely sure of it at this point. In fact, the narrative is confirming it every single day. They are going to blame Alex Jones. They're going to blame him. And I have no doubt that it's going to be some kind of a false flag engineered attack on either a journalism organization or a social media tech giant. And they're going to blame Alex Jones. They're going to say that he did it, that he incited the violence, that he incited the hatred, that he talked about guns, and that it's his people that did it, and Alex Jones needs to be thrown in prison. This is what they're going to say. It's so clear to me now, seeing what has happened behind the scenes, and I'm going to give you more details on this show, but it's so clear to me now what they're doing. They're going through a Rolodex and trying to find every person that has had contact with Alex Jones, and they're contacting that person, and they're threatening that person, and they're saying, if you don't destroy Alex Jones, we will destroy you. Who does that? What kind of organization engages in those tactics? Well, the answer should be obvious. The media, the corporate-run media, who lie about everything every day, so dishonest, so corrupt, and themselves engaged in what I would call journo-terrorism. I mean, terrorism-style tactics that they're now using to try to destroy InfoWars and take down Alex Jones. This is Mike Adams on Counterthink.com. We'll be right back after this break with the rest of this fascinating story. Stay with us.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams. So my staff gets called this week and threatened by none other than the New York Times. The New York Times says that if I don't come up with some dirt and denounce Alex Jones and give them dirt on him so they can destroy Alex, then they, the New York Times, will destroy me. This is their threat. And they say it brazenly. They are not beating around the bush here. This is why I call the New York Times a journo-terrorism organization. And it wasn't just the New York Times, by the way. Another prominent media organization also made the same threat. And this has been made before. Need I remind you, last year, I receive a threat and some, well, I'm not going to go into all the details about what I received, but an object and a threat. And the threat said, if you don't use this to destroy Alex Jones, we will destroy you. And this was sent to me anonymously. And I refused to engage in any kind of destruction of Alex Jones. It's not that I agree with Alex on 100% of everything. It's just that these tactics are mafia tactics. I mean, I know bad people when I see them, when they're acting like this. That's evil. You threaten people to try to destroy someone else? These are bad people doing this. And so I went public with that. And I said, you know what? I am not going to destroy Alex Jones. Not that I could. I mean, but you're not going to get me to attack Alex Jones publicly. So, you know, go do whatever you want, because I'm not going to play your game. I'm not going to be your puppet. And other people have been. Other people have decided to turn on Alex, and they've been in famous newspapers. They've been in the media. They've been interviewed, so on and so forth. And they've been attacking Alex, you know, for a long time now. And getting paid, by the way, the newspapers pay them big money. I was offered $50,000 to turn on Alex Jones. That's right, $50,000. I don't know. That seems insane that they think that for 50 grand that I would try to destroy Alex Jones. That's an insane offer. Actually, for any amount of money, it's not for sale, you know, because I stand on these principles here that everybody's got a right to free speech. Even if you don't agree with their positions, they still have the right to express themselves. And frankly, Alex has been right on so many issues over the years, and the lies against Alex are so twisted. It's out of control, the way they demonize him by taking his words out of context and lying about what he said and misrepresenting him deliberately, all on purpose, in order to demonize him for a very intensive, dark purpose that I'll talk about here in this show. When I refused to attack Alex Jones last year, within 48 hours, my website, naturalnews.com, that's naturalnews.com, was taken down. It was blacklisted by Google. We had 140,000 web pages that were indexed by Google. Google took it all down without warning. And when we tried to inquire, why did you take it down? They made up a technical excuse, and they said, oh, well, we found that on one of your subdomains, on a page posted by one of your contributing writers, or a blogger, actually, the subdomain was blogs.naturalnews.com, they said, well, we found some third-party ad code that we don't like, and thus we decided to deplatform your entire website, your root domain, everything. I'm like, what are you talking about? First of all, we had over 1,000 webmasters look at that source code, and nobody could find any such offending code. Didn't exist. They made it up. It's the exact same blueprint they're using against Alex Jones right now. They make up an accusation. They say, oh, you called for people to pick up their battle rifles and, I don't know, charge or whatever. It's nonsense. He called for no such thing. He's always called for lawful, peaceful resistance against tyranny. That's been his, his MO for a long time. I mean, yeah, he's a Second Amendment advocate, as am I. But we don't call for violence. We call for protecting our republic and protecting our lives. We're advocates of self-defense. We don't start violence. We're the kind of people who stop violence. You know, we don't start the fight. We end it. And that's the kind of person Alex is. So Google lied about my website, and they used it to take down the entire site. Now imagine, can you imagine Google ever going to, let's say, the Huffington Post and saying, hey, Huffington Post, we found some strange ad code on one of your subdomains on one page posted by one of your contributing writers, and we're going to deplatform your entire website, the entire domain, for 6 days. Would they ever do that to Huffington Post? Of course not. That would never happen to HuffPost. Happened to us, and it happened 2 days after I was ordered, threatened, to attack Alex Jones publicly, which I refused to do. Now, you know, until recently, I hadn't had any interaction with Alex Jones for many years, actually about 4 or 5 years, and I haven't heard everything that he said in those 4 or 5 years, but I can imagine, like any person, I probably say some things that you don't 100% agree with, and so does Alex. And that's normal. You shouldn't agree 100% with everything that somebody says, even me, or even Alex, or even your own mother, for that matter. You should never believe 100%. You should learn to think for yourself. So I don't agree 100% with everything, with every analysis, with every prediction, but I haven't been right either. I've made predictions and I've done analyses, and not all of them have been correct either. They've been right more than wrong by far, but not every one of them has been correct. But now, according to the attacks on Alex Jones, that means that he's fake news, because he wasn't 100% right all the time. He's fake news. And so they use this accusation combined with so-called hate speech, which has no definition, to say that he has to be deplatformed because he's involved in hate speech and fake news. Well, hold on a second. Who's been pushing the Russia collusion hoax for the last 2.5 years? Oh, that's right. New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, CNN, MSNBC. Fake news galore. CNN fakes everything. Even their attacks on Alex Jones are fake news. They fabricate things that Alex didn't say, or they take them out of context. And then they say he said those, and then they say we got to ban him for fake news. Or they say, well, he's pushing hate speech, but they can't really cite any specific examples because they refuse to define hate speech. They just say, well, essentially, they hate Alex. They just don't like him. Is that the new standard now? If they just don't like you, you're not in the club, and now you're going to be deplatformed off Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google, Shopify, MailChimp, all these platforms. If they don't like you, they don't like the way you look or talk or behave or the way you speak, they're just going to deplatform. That's the new standard, apparently, and that's a very disturbing standard if you think about it. Because if you defined hate speech, then you would have to deplatform a whole slew of leftists who are doing nothing but spewing hatred. Hatred for America, hatred for Christians, hatred for our president, and hatred for Alex Jones, of course, and hatred for the Constitution, and hatred for our founding fathers. There's so much hatred on the left that if you had an honest anti-hate speech rule, there would practically be no leftists remaining on the internet. I mean, Kathy Griffin chops off Trump's head in a mock-up and holds it up. Is that not hate speech? For God's sake, people. The real hatred is coming from the radical left. They're full of hatred. But then they claim that people like Alex have to be deplatformed because they say Alex is engaged in hate speech. Well, what does that mean? It just means that they hate Alex. So when Alex speaks, that's hate speech, according to them. You see the definition? Truthfully, the real definition of hate speech is anything a liberal doesn't want to hear. So if you win an argument with a liberal, you are, by definition, engaged in hate speech because you just won an argument. They don't like what you have to say. They hate you, so it's hate speech that you are uttering, but they place no blame for hatred on themselves. They are immune to all such accusations. They're not engaged in hate speech. No, they're engaged in love and progressivism. But really? Because that sure sounded like a lot of hate when you said to kill the president, or you said to murder Alex Jones, or, you know, you bashed people on the head because they were Trump supporters out in public. That's hatred. And that's violence. And that's what the left is doing every day. Much more straight ahead. This is Mike Adams here on Counterthink. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
We're back on Counterthink. You know, getting back to the opening of this show, when I was threatened by the New York Times, and they said that if we don't turn over dirt and denounce Alex Jones, that they will do a massive hit piece on me. They will try to destroy my reputation. Well, hey, guess what, New York Times? I've already been deplatformed off of YouTube. I was deplatformed months before InfoWars was deplatformed. I've already been shadow banned to nothing on Facebook. And plus, my audience already knows who I am. I'm a food scientist. I run a laboratory. I'm the author of a best-selling science book called Food Forensics. I have fought against GMOs and pesticides and herbicides. I fought against the chemical poisoning of children. I fought for clean food for now 15 years. So you want to try to smear me, you know, you're going to get a lot of pushback. But you see, they're not actually interested in smearing me. They're interested in smearing Jones. And they're trying to use everybody around him to do that. And this is one of their journo-terrorism tactics that they use to accomplish that. Now, I mentioned this to Alex, and he said, yep, he's heard from 6 people in the last week who have all been threatened in the same way by the New York Times. So the New York Times is trolling anybody who is close to Alex Jones. And they're saying that if you don't turn on Alex, then we're going to publicly attack you and defame you and slander you. Oh, you mean more than you usually do? Because all you do is defame and slander and lie about all of us anyway. I mean, you don't have any leverage here. It's not like I have some amazing reputation at the New York Times that they're going to destroy. No, according to the New York Times, they think people like me are evil because I love my country, because I support my president, because I support the Second Amendment, because I'm interested in clean food, because I'm a scientist, and I can debate in a rational way the global warming climate change hoax, and I can expose the stupidity of Al Gore. Well, that makes me an enemy at the New York Times. So there's no love lost there. I mean, you're going to threaten me. You got to use something a whole lot bigger than that. You can't just say, well, we don't like you and we're going to make you look bad. Really? Well, just make sure you spell my website correctly, because we're going to get more traffic, because not everybody that reads your paper believes anything that you say, by the way. And there's a lot of people who actually agree with me, who agree that we should have a cleaner food supply, that we should have the right to self-defense, that we should have a country where we protect the border, for example. You know, a lot of people agree with me on these issues. I am, like, they can't categorize me. They can't categorize me as, you know, I'm not alt-right. I'm not in the conservative box. I'm not, you know, a progressive. I'm opposed to Monsanto's evil crimes of the world. And I'm opposed to the toxic chemical poisoning of children through mass medication, for example, with psychiatric drugs. So these are all positions held by people on the left. Hey, I used to be a vegan, you know? I've done that. I've interviewed Dr. Gabriel Cousins. I've done over 1,000 interviews over the years with pioneers in health and medicine, natural healing, energy medicine, natural health modalities, you name it. I've done it. I've been there. And yet today, here I am fighting for just the very right to have free speech, the right to speak. And because I support the right of Alex Jones to speak, I am being threatened by a journo-terrorism media that wants to shut me down if I don't shut him down. Again, not that I could, not that I would. Now, why would I aid and abet the enemy of America, which is the media? I mean, let's be clear here. The New York Times is for sure 100% the enemy of America. So is CNN. And it doesn't mean that you should engage in any kind of violence against them. It means we have to make them obsolete. We have to defeat them by having better platforms, better solutions for news and information. That's why I've built a whole platform, Real.Video. I built Real.Video. You know, we've dedicated $1 million to it. It's exploding in popularity. At first, it was serving 1 million video minutes a week. Now, I just checked it last night, it's serving 2.2 million video minutes a week. That's doubled in like 2 weeks. And if it doubles again, you know, we'll be at 4 million video minutes. We are competing because we want to make the hate platforms of YouTube and New York Times and journo-terrorism, we want to make those platforms obsolete. And we invite people to come to our platforms where we actually have free speech. And free speech, by the way, free speech is sometimes not the prettiest scene. Free speech involves all kinds of speech. Some of it is awesome. Some of it, not so much. If you go to real.video, you're going to find a huge, diverse array of videos there. And there are going to be videos there that you don't agree with, and there are videos there that I don't agree with. There are some videos there that I despise. I mean, there are videos even probably attacking me or Alex. But it's a free speech platform, you see. It's not 100% free speech. I mean, you can't post illegal things there that call for violence or killings or, you know, torturing animals and things like that. Those are crimes. That's criminal behavior. But outside of that, with very few restrictions, you can speak your mind. And I think that's healthy for society, even if you don't agree with everything that people are saying. In fact, it's necessary for society. But the New York Times doesn't want you to be able to speak. They don't want you to be able to exist unless you bow down and become obedient to their agenda, to whatever it is that they are saying. And that is a kind of tyranny. The fact that good people like myself are threatened if we don't turn on Alex Jones. I mean, it's unreal. Like, why would they even think that I have any dirt on Alex Jones? I've never been to his house. I don't go out to eat with him. I don't know anything. I mean, I just see what Alex does publicly, which is stuff that I mostly agree with. That we should have the right to speak. We should have the right to self-defense. We should have our borders protected. We need our president to keep kicking ass in Washington and draining the swamp, building the wall, and locking her up, right? These things, I agree with these core principles. And I agree with the right of people to speak, even if I don't agree with their conclusions. That's why I think, let's say Rachel Maddow. Should Rachel Maddow have the right to speak? Absolutely. Yes, she should. I think she's totally bonkers, but a lot of people like her. So be it. Let people judge. Let Rachel Maddow speak. Let Alex Jones speak. Why is it so difficult for people on the left to tolerate free speech now when they claim to be the ones that are tolerant? They claim to be inclusive, and yet they exclude everyone with whom they disagree. Why do you never see a New York Times article exposing the contradictions of the left? People who claim they're inclusive and tolerant and understanding, and they embrace all diversity. No, you don't. You ostracize people unless they conform to your obedient narratives. You demonize people if they don't agree with you. The left is the most intolerant group in America today. They're racist. They're bigots. They're hate-filled. They are violent. Look at Antifa, which has been defended by CNN now. They defend Antifa, a terrorist group defended by the media, the same media that's attacking Alex Jones, the same media that called for Alex Jones to be deplatformed. I mean, think about that. CNN said Alex Jones is bad, but Antifa is good. Really? Antifa is a domestic terrorism organization. They wear black masks. It's just like the modern version of white hoods. They are the new KKK, which is what was rooted in left-wing Democrat politics in the first place. The KKK came out of the Democrats. It was run by Democrats. They've been the racist bigots for generations, and nothing has changed. We got a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. Counterthink. We'll be right back.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
So what is the real purpose behind this effort to demonize Alex Jones? The press has turned Alex into the most hated person in America. I think that they have him now more hated than Donald Trump. It's extraordinary. It also just proves that if the press wants to demonize you, they can, in the minds of many people, because they can invent, they can fabricate fake news against you, and they can come at you from 1,000 different angles to the point where you don't have any real ability to defend yourself, and then they censor you and they deplatform you so you can't speak out. Alex Jones is banned off Twitter. He can't tweet in his own defense. Well, that's part of the plan, you see. They demonize you, they slander you, they lie about you, and then they block you. So you can't defend yourself in the public arena. This is all by design. But what is the greater purpose, you ask? Why? Why all this attention on Alex Jones? And even he said it himself that he's not that big of a deal. He's not that important. Why? What is so crucial that's coming up that Alex Jones has to be demonized and attacked so aggressively, more than probably any person in history? Do you realize that? I mean, let's say Donald Trump and Alex Jones are the two most demonized people in the history of America. I mean, through all time. Ronald Reagan wasn't demonized in this way. Even Richard Nixon wasn't demonized in this way. Nobody in American history has been so aggressively demonized. What's the point? What's the play here by the media? And I think I have the answer with some inside perspective. Again, because, you know, I contribute to InfoWars with this show. I see a lot of what's happening on the inside. So here's what I think is coming. Number one, there is going to be, this is my prediction, likely before the midterms, but almost certainly before the end of this calendar year, there is going to be a massive false flag shooting. It's probably going to be a shooting, not 100%, but some kind of violent attack on either a media organization such as CNN or a tech giant such as Facebook. So those are the top two targets. Now, mark my words, record this video. Go onto real.video, download this video, you know, rip it off the site, download it. So you have my words recorded for history. There will be a massive false flag violent attack that will result in the deaths of journalists or tech workers, one or the other. It's going to be, you know, like CNN or the New York Times, or it's going to be Facebook, YouTube, what have you. And remember, there's already been one attempted mass shooting at the YouTube campus in California. It was carried out by a woman who was a vegan, and she was banned by YouTube, and she jumped in there and she started shooting people. The media covered that up so fast, you can't even imagine. That was memory hold down, it flushed down the toilet of history so quickly because it didn't fit the narrative. It wasn't a right-wing person. It wasn't an Alex Jones supporter. It wasn't even a male. It was a vegan Persian woman. She was from Iran, I think. She was just mad about being censored, and she opened fire on YouTube employees using a pistol that she had bought, I guess, a couple days before in California, the gun control central of America, if not Chicago. But my prediction, again, just to summarize, and none of us want to see this happen. These are demonic, very destructive tactics that are being used by globalists to try to control the narrative. They're going to stage a massive attack. They're going to get people killed. It's going to be real violence. And when I say false flag, what that means is the violence is real, but the narrative is fake. So children died at Sandy Hook. People died in Las Vegas. People died in the Aurora, Colorado Batman Theater shooting, and so on and so forth. The deaths are real. Boston Marathon, right? The bombing was real. People got blown up. But the narrative, in many events throughout history, the narrative is either tweaked, twisted, augmented, shaped, sometimes entirely faked so they can blame the correct party. Now, who do they want to blame right now? Alex Jones. They want to blame Alex for the false flag. And I can see the narrative already shaping up right now. They're going to say that Alex is responsible. Now, they pulled this in 1988. Well, I'm sorry, in 1992. Rush Limbaugh started his radio broadcast in 1988. And before that time, there were no conservative voices in the media whatsoever. There was just a cabal of liberal media, the three big networks. Even CNN didn't exist until the late 80s. And all three networks agreed on everything, and they told you the liberal view of the world. Well, we now know that Rush Limbaugh started in 1988. He was the first conservative voice. And when Bill Clinton became president, well, he didn't like that. He didn't like Rush Limbaugh questioning the liberal narrative. So what happened? Well, Oklahoma City bombing happened, right? What was that, 93, I believe, 1993? I'll have to check. But it's right around there, 92, 93, something right around there. The first person to get blamed was Rush Limbaugh. Think about that. Rush Limbaugh was, in essence, the Alex Jones of radio back in the early 1990s. He was demonized. Alex Jones wasn't on the air. Rush Limbaugh was demonized and viciously attacked, and that's when liberals called for the equal time laws so that conservatives could not dominate AM radio. Even though nobody wants to hear liberals on the radio, I mean, not any intelligent person, and some liberals have tried to start radio talk shows, and they're the worst things in the world to listen to. Like, try listening to Alec Baldwin. Try to host a radio show. The guy's got nothing useful to say. I mean, liberals can't say anything intelligent unless they're fed the lines. I mean, I'm doing this show with no notes, no teleprompter, no script, nothing. This is just straight out of my personal experience and understanding current events. But liberals can't do that. They don't have the intelligence. Even Rachel Maddow, she can't do a show without a teleprompter. It's all got to be planned and scripted. So anyway, they tried to demonize Rush Limbaugh and take him off the air. Bill Clinton directly blamed Rush Limbaugh. But Rush Limbaugh survived that. And if you recall, back in the 90s, I think it was the 94 Congress that was maybe it was 92 or 94. It was the big congressional and Newt Gingrich revolution. And Republicans swept into power. And they offered this contract with America, which had some great ideas in it, ideas that we need right now, such as mandatory term limits and tort reform and a balanced budget and many other things. Newt Gingrich was, you know, two decades ahead of the curve on that, at least. So fast forward a few years, the internet launches, you know, let's say early 1990s, but it doesn't really take off until about a decade later, the early 2000s. Alex Jones is on the air, and he's spreading on radio shows. He's expanding his reach, and he's launching his website, InfoWars. I don't remember the exact year, but it was sometime in the early 2000s. All of a sudden now, you have this mass decentralization of news. Suddenly, the three big networks are losing their monopoly power. Suddenly, there's competition, and it's not just Alex Jones. It's a million other channels, too. And by God, many of them are patriots. Many of them love their country. Many of them have conservative principles. Many of them have morality. Some of them even, God forbid, pray to God, right? And the media monopolists on the left, they can't stand this. And so they try to demonize the independent media. They try to demonize, you know, all these independent voices from Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, all this time, Michael Savage, you name it. But they fail. The internet keeps growing. The independent channels keep expanding to the point where in 2016, the independent media gets a new president elected, President Donald Trump. This is when the left totally freaks out, because this is when they realize they've lost control. And now they've declared war on every independent media voice, including Alex Jones, including Donald Trump, including myself and many others. Sean Hannity has been subjected to this as well, because the media must now destroy all competing voices in order to reclaim the monopoly narrative that they had been running for decades before. That's the truth about what's actually happening. Stay with us. We've got more straight ahead here on Counterthink. You don't want to miss this. A lot more.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
So the real motivation behind the destruction of the independent media, the destruction of InfoWars, the extermination of all independent voices, even the political extermination of outsiders such as President Donald Trump, the real purpose is to recapture the monopoly control over the narrative that shapes the belief systems of the American people. The media has lost control. The media realized this when Donald Trump won the 2016 election. They knew at that moment that they could no longer hypnotize and indoctrinate and brainwash people to do whatever they wanted. So we're looking at the mass decentralization of information. And I've been part of that. My website, naturalnews.com. My video platform now, Reel.video, it's a huge success. It's an alternative to YouTube. Many other platforms out there, Gab.ai, BitChute, you know, many others. They're all taking off because people want to have options. People want to be free to think for themselves, to speak their minds, to seek out opinions that are not necessarily part of the mainstream establishment point of view, which more often than not is fake news or just completely wrong or incompetent in some way. So now there's a million channels where you can get information. The media is trying to crush that and bring it all back under their controlling fist, their iron fist of monopoly news. And also in Washington, they got to get rid of President Trump because they don't want outsiders to ever be able to come in and muck up their Washington, D.C. deep state swamp system. And so they've got to destroy Trump and they've got to destroy Alex Jones. And guess what? The two go together because Donald Trump was a guest with Alex Jones. And at the end of that interview, this was in 2016, before the election, at the end of that interview, Donald Trump told Alex Jones live on air, quote, "You have an amazing reputation." Now, by demonizing Alex Jones, the media is trying to destroy Alex Jones' reputation so that they can then run against Alex Jones in 2020 by running ads that say, look, Donald Trump said Alex Jones has an amazing reputation. And look at what an evil, horrible person Alex Jones is. And then they'll just list off all their lies. Oh, he hates children. Alex Jones is such a white supremacist that he solves the white side of the Rubik's Cube first. Right? I mean, whatever lies they come up with. When Alex Jones eats a candy cane, he only licks the white part. I mean, whatever. It's going to be nonsense. It's going to be fake. They're going to make it up. You know, I mean, seriously, you can fabricate your own imaginary things as well, just like the New York Times does, but they're going to use this to demonize Alex Jones. And by doing so, by association, they're going to smear President Trump. And they're going to try to take back the White House in 2020 if they don't already have Trump impeached and gone before then, perhaps assassinated, if they really got their way. So that's what this is all about. So that's why the New York Times comes to me and my staff and threatens us and says, if you don't give us dirt on Alex Jones, we're going to destroy your reputation, because they want to use Alex Jones' dirt to destroy Donald Trump's reputation. You follow me? It's the chain. That's what they're doing. And no doubt, they can take it one step further. They can go down, find somebody that I worked with, let's say, or that I interviewed years ago, and say, if you don't give us dirt on Mike Adams, we're going to destroy you. And then they'll take that dirt, and they won't publish it. They'll come to me and say, look, we got this dirt on you, even if it's totally fake, not even true, and say, if you don't now turn on Alex Jones, we're going to release this dirt, you know, just to try to intimidate you. Again, journo-terrorism tactics. You see how they operate? These are mafia-style tactics. This is intense evil that we're all being subjected to. And we are the people who love America. We are the people who love our fellow citizens. We love people of all races and colors and religious backgrounds, and frankly, you know, even people of different sexual orientations, as long as you're pro-liberty. I don't care what you do in your private life. I care about, are you pro-liberty? That's my view. I want you to defend your country, defend your border. I want you to be part of protecting individual liberty, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. If you have a different lifestyle in your private bedroom or home, frankly, kind of as a social libertarian, to me, that's none of my business. You do what you want, but you better be pro-liberty. Otherwise, you're not part of a sustainable society. That's my view. I understand not everybody agrees with that, but that's just my view on it, and I'm sharing it with you openly here. Because I'm not focused on people's private lives. I'm focused on, how do we have a sustainable civilization here? How do we defend the republic? How do we prevent our country from being overrun by communists, by actual literal communists? I mean, have you looked at the protest signs of what Antifa wants and what the left wants? They say no borders, no profits. They want to destroy the free market system. They say kill Trump. They want to murder the president. They say kill the cops. They want to destroy all police, and they want to say no prisons. So they shut down the prisons, release all the violent prisoners, the felons roaming the streets, robbing and raping and murdering and pillaging. This is what the left wants. They are openly calling for it. It's not a theory. They march around with signs that say these things. They do this openly. And what? We're supposed to just sit back and say, okay, let our country be overrun. No. We stand for something here. We are Americans. I'm a Texan. We stand for our country. We stand for our liberties. We stand for each other, for our communities, for our families. We stand with maybe our church, maybe a community group, maybe a company that's doing good work. You know, an independent news organization or an online platform like the ones that I'm building. We stand for these principles. And as a result, we cannot be threatened or intimidated into destroying our own country. That's the thing that these media organizations don't get. They think they can just come up to you and threaten you like you're going to turn against your country. I'm not a traitor. You people are the traitors. New York Times, you're traitors. You know, Washington Post, you are traitors. You fabricate fake news, fake sources. You publish false news. You do it deliberately. You violate every tenet of journalism in your insane desire to destroy your president who was duly elected by the American people. And you do that, and then you have the stones to call other people terrorists? It's insane. But that's what we're up against here. And that's why we have to stand strong. So my summary message in all of this is to stand strong with me, stand strong with the right of Alex Jones to speak, stand strong with those basic fundamental rights of all of us. Each of us has the right to speak. Each of us has the right to vote. And we demand that our vote be honored. When we elected President Trump, we meant it. It wasn't an accident. It was a deliberate revolution against tyranny. We didn't want Hillary Clinton in the White House. We know what kind of criminal operations she's been involved in with Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation. We wanted Donald Trump. We put him there on purpose. And the very first thing that the establishment did is try to destroy him. And when they can't destroy him, they try to destroy us. Because they, the left-wing media, the corporate media, they are the terrorists. They are the enemies of America. They have an anti-American, anti-human agenda. And we must defeat them using every legal means at our disposal. Legal means. Notice I said that. Not violent means. Not anything like the left would do. The left runs around setting fire to buildings and things. They're insane. We must use legal means. We must outcompete them. We must have more rational voices. We must have more patriotism and more determination because we are up against a monster of evil foes and enemies inside the media who literally want to overrun and destroy this country. And if we let them, they will. They will tear this country down. They'll replace it with a communist regime. And you'll end up waking up in a kind of Amerizuela or an Americanized version of North Korea. If you're not careful, America could become communist China. So that's why this is worth fighting for. So some things that you can do. Go visit Infowars.com. Watch my show every Sunday, 6 p.m. Central. It airs on Infowars.com. Support my video website, real.video. Thousands of channels there now, and 300 new channels joining every day. Support our websites. My website's naturalnews.com. Alex Jones is Infowars.com. Support your local radio station and your local TV station. Support the advertisers that you see during the commercial breaks of this show. Everybody needs your support in order to save this country from the kind of intense evil and destruction that has been planned for America. I've just laid out a big part of the plan here for you today. There are more elements to this plan, and every one of them is rooted in intense evil. I'll share more of what I know with you in future episodes. So I appreciate you watching, and I appreciate you recognizing how hard we're working to defend your freedoms as well as our own freedoms. Together, we can protect our country. But if we don't work together, we'll lose it. Thanks for watching.